Ali Moore. Mornings on ABC Radio Melbourne.
It's 23 minutes past nine. Last month when I was filling in for Virginia, we talked to Anna. Anna is a young Russian woman. She'd been very outspoken against Putin's war in Ukraine and had quite literally fled the country with her partner and her young child. And worried for her safety, she'd basically left everything else behind and she'd found refuge in Turkey. Well, Anna and her family are now in Australia. They're in New South Wales. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Ali.
How are you? I mean, you've had quite the journey since we last spoke.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, I was in Istanbul. And I've been in Australia for 2 weeks now. And honestly, feeling a lot of different things, but grateful to be here.
And do you hope now to stay, to find work and to put roots down here?
Yes, that's the plan. I have residency here, so I'm allowed to work, so I'm actively looking for work right now. And yeah, it looks like we'll be staying for a while.
What's it like, though, to look back and see what's happening now you're on the other side of the world?
Honestly, I'm very homesick. You know, I dream of Moscow every night, and I worry for all of my friends who've stayed in Moscow. Part of me wishes that I'd stayed in Moscow. But also, I just feel horrible about what's happening in Ukraine, especially after Bucha. It was just really hard to wrap my head around it. And just, I don't even know how to be Russian anymore.
I think it's very hard for most people to wrap their head around what we're seeing in Ukraine at the moment. You still got family in Russia, haven't you?
Yes, my mom and brother are still in Moscow.
Are you in contact with them?
Yeah.
And what are they saying? I mean, are things changing at all in terms of the view of what is happening?
Well, my mom is very optimistic and she tries to make me not worry. But I do hear of people saying that couriers have Zeds written on their bags and things like that, but
in theory to show support for Putin's government.
So Zed is their symbol, but it's hard to know. I think at this point it might be more or less the way that things were before, but there'll be serious change soon, I think, just from the economic sanctions as much as anything.
And I know last time we spoke, you were really worried for the safety of others who had demonstrated and protested against the war. Do you know what's happened with them? And are there still any attempts at all to demonstrate in places like Moscow?
Everyone that I've been worried about is fine at the moment. I haven't heard of big protests in the streets for a little while, but I know there are still ways of protest. There is small picketing. People put up tiny little figurines that say, you know, stop the war and things like that, and place them in different places and photograph them. People still post on social media. So there's still a movement there. There's still lots of people who don't support what's going on.
And for you, what was it? What was the journey like from Turkey to Australia? Was it easy to get here?
I waited for 3 weeks to get my entry visa. And, you know, we moved around a lot in Istanbul. And my son said at the last apartment we were at, he said, I'm going to stay here forever and I'm not moving again. And
he's four.
He'll be five in June. Yeah. And, you know, he's not someone who enjoys traveling really too much. But, you know, we got to Australia. You know, the flight was easy. Now it's just down to, moving into a place where we can stay for a while and finding a job and finding childcare for our son.
And where are you? You're now staying with friends in regional New South Wales, is that right?
No, we're in Sydney at my mother-in-law's place.
Right. And how is your son? I mean, four is very young to have any comprehension of what he's just been through.
Well, he just told my brother-in-law yesterday that we left Moscow because there's a bad guy there. And the bad guy thinks he was cool, but turns out he's really mean.
It's a pretty good summary.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, look, Anna, we wish you and your family well with the settling in process, because there's obviously still a very long road ahead. And thank you for telling us a little bit more about your story.
Thank you, Ali.
Anna there, who is now in Sydney with her family. We last spoke to her when she had managed to get to Turkey, having left Russia, really fearing for her own safety after demonstrating against the war. And as she says, she's still got plenty of family and friends who are back in Moscow, but she doesn't know how to be Russian anymore.